Sheshes, in the Tana learned in front of Rosh Sheshes, he settled with this halacha. Omar Le Rosh Sheshes answered back, Ani Shaino, I learned like this, that Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Me'achiv, that it says if you steal somebody, Me'achiv, Ish ki motzei ish grain of nefesh me'yachiv from his brothers. So he learns me'yachiv means achiyotziyenum reshus achiv, that you have to sell him to somebody else, somebody that's not your relative. It has to go out of your reshus, even from your brother's reshus. For ya'atamatachayiv, and you learned before that if you when you kidnap somebody and if you sell him to your own father or to your own brother, yachayiv. Rosheshe says no. He learned like Reb Shimon that the pasuk says achiv. You have to take him out even from your brother's reshus. So he answered back, Tani Potter and Echnami. If so, if you learn like this according to Reb Shimon, say Echnami, change around the brayso before and say you Potter. That if you only sell him to your own mishpacha, you're still Potter. For the Gemara, my kushya, what's the big question on Rosheshe? What was bothering Rosheshe so much? Dilma Hor Reb Shimon Hor Rabbanon. Maybe it's a machlokes. Reb Shimon is the one that says that it has to be out of the Rishus of Achiv. But maybe the Rabbanon argue and say no, they hold it to even be Rishus Achiv. So Mor says, Lo Sagadat, do not think like this. The Yomar Reb Yechon said, you should know, Stam Mas Nisin, Rabbi Meir. So Stam, any Mishnah you find that Stam goes according to Rabbi Meir. Stam Toisefta, Toisefta you find, that goes according to Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifro, that's Torah's Kahanim, and Vayikra, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifri, that's in Bamidbar, Dvorim, Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. The Kule Alibud Rabbi Kiva, they all go according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rashi says here, now, our Pastakir is also in Mishneh Torah. So therefore, since it's a Stam Sifri over here, since it's a Stam Sifri, it has to go according to Rabbi Nechemia, and they all go according to Rabbi Kiva. Rashi Masha Lamdum Rabbi Kiva Omrum. Therefore, it's not Mestavra that they argue. Therefore, it's Mestavra, it's one sheet to hear that it should be a potter. Therefore, Rav Sheshes Taka changed around the halacha over here. That you say, if you kidnap somebody and you sell him to your own brother, you said chayiv, he says no. That the Israelite, like Rav Shimon Dashin's here, meyachiv achiyetzienu mirishus. Because that's locha stam sifri is Rabbi Shimon. And here we're dashing a pasuk in Devarim. So pasuk in Devarim, you can't argue and say that Hor Rabbi Shimon, Hor Rabbanon. We don't go boss of the Rabbanon, because the Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that dashes Devarim. So we have to pass him like Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rosheshes has changed it around and said, Tani Ptur, that if you kidnap somebody and you only sell him to somebody in your mishpacha, your brother, your father, your potter. That's not called Me'achiv, that grain of nefesh Me'achiv. You took him away from your brothers. Then we had a machloikasi, a grain of benoi. What's going to be if a father kidnaps his own son? So, my time with the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say your potter? Here we had a machloikis. The Mishnah Rechom said your potter. If you kidnap your own son, your potter. My time with the Rabbanon, Omer Rabbaya, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotzei, the Mashma, you have to go find him. Prat Lamotzei, excluding somebody that's found already by you. A son is motzi by the father, that's not called a maitzah of kidnapping. Kidnap means ki yimotzei, now you go and find him. Not that he's already found by you. Oh, malaria popula baye lamayatif, so ki yimotzei ish shoychev im isha bulas baal. The pasuk says the azora for znus, that a man cannot live with another ishes ish. Is Hachinam here also? The pasuk says ki yimotzei. It has to be you go to someplace else and you find them. Ki yimotzei prat lamotzei. You want to say it's excluding in a case where, let's say, a few couples are living together in the same house. So if one man lives with the other man's wife, he'll be potter, because the other wife is motzu by you. Kegoin shobeis pleni. But there was such a case like that in the Gemara's times. Rashi says the Gemara doesn't want to say who the names were, but there were a few couples living together in the same house. Teshchichen gabayu. They're all together in the same house. So Ochinam Diptiri, you want to tell me in such a case if Ruve now lives with Shimon's wife, he'll be Potter? Of course not. She's an Ashishish, he'll be Chayiv. Even though the Pasuk says Ki Yimotzei. So you see, we do not always dashin Ki Yimotzei Prat if they're found by you anyway. Or Malay says back true, Stam I wouldn't do that. But over here by kidnapping Anomi Venimsa Biyodoi Kamina. There's another Pasuk that says Venimsa Biyodoi, we found him in your hands. So that's what it means. Mashma, now you're finding it. And not something that's already in your hands that's close by you. Omar Rava Hilkach, Hani Mikri Dardiki, a Rebbe that teaches young children, or Masni Rabbanan, or else a Rebbe that teaches older Rabbanan, that teach them the halachas, teach them Mishnayis, Kimitsuyim Biyodan Dom Meyuptiri. They're called close by them. A Talmud is always found by his Rebbe. Just like a son is found by his parents, a Talmud is found by his Rebbe. So if his Rebbe would kidnap one of his Talmidim and make him work with him for him, and then sell him, the Rebbe would still be potter from Isa. That's in this pasuk of Ki Motzei Biyodoi Prat Lezeh Shemotzei, he's already found from before. Now the Mishnah says in Machlokes, Gonav Misha Chetzav Eved. If you steal somebody, that's a half of an Eved, half a Ben Chorin, so it's a Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Achama Poitrim. Tanan Hossam learnt over there, Gemara Baba Kama, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Ein Le Avodim Boishes. If you Mavayish an Eved, you're Potter. Avodim have no Boishes. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? What does he say if a Jew is Mavayish, embarrasses an Eved, Kenani, he's Potter from paying back? Why? Omer Kvod HaPosuk says, Ki Yenotsu Anoshim Yachtov, Ish V'yochiv. It says there's two men are fighting, and there's the loch of boishes. If you hit the pregnant lady, so it says that you have to pay the may boishtoi. This is the posture of paying back them for embarrassment. So Dashins, Misha Yeshle Achva. It has to be, it says, Ishvi Yochiv. Only if you hit somebody that has a loch of Achiv of a brother. Yotz Evet Shein Le Yachva. Mashaken and Evet Kanani has no din of a brother. He's like a Gersh and his Geir. He has no brothers now. So therefore, he's Potter from boishes. For Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan hold? He held, no, that if you hit an Eved, you're chayiv in Boishas. For Rabbanan, achiv hu b'mitzvahs. He's sitter our brother in mitzvahs. And Eved Kanani has the locha like an Isha, lolam Isha. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs like an Isha's chayiv. Therefore, Eved Kanani is also called kachiv. He's called like your brother. So that's the machloikas over there by Boishas. For Yehocha Hechi Dorish, what's the machloikas by us over here? If you kidnap a chatzi Yevim, a chatzi ben Chorin, whether you're potter, whether you're chayiv, for Hochi Hechi Dorish, in other words, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he only says you're chayiv because he's a chatzi Evid. But Mashkev will be a complete Evid, he'll also agree that you're potter over here. What's the drasha over here? Hechi Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, so he does it like this. Me Yochiv Leafuki Avodin. Says the pasuk, "Yigon of Ish Meyochiv." So that's Lafuki Yavodim. An Eved Kenani is not called an Anach. Anach. Then it says, "Bnei Yisrael Lamuta Misha Chetzav Eved VeChetzav Ben Chorin." Says another pasuk, another word, "Bnei Yisrael." It has to be a complete Jew, and not if he's only a half of a Jew and he's still half of an Eved. Then it says, "Mi Bnei Yisrael." It doesn't say Bnei. It says a Mem. "Mi Bnei Yisrael Lamuta Misha Chetzav Eved VeChetzav Ben Chorin." A second time, since so have a miyat achamiyat, v'yein miyat achamiyat el l'rabbis. That's of you, the svara. It says a double miyat here, or it's an extra miyat. When it says a second time, it means to include it, that even a chetzev evet also you be chayiv. If you kidnap a person, that's a chatzev evet, chatzev ben chayrin, you chayiv misa. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, no yipoto, how does they dashin? For Rabbanan answer this, Meyachiv, the Pasuk says true, you have to kidnap somebody from your brother, Meyachiv, Lafuki Avodim. An Eved Kenani does not have a din of an Ach, so therefore yipoto. No. For Rabbanan, Meyachiv, Lafuki Avodim, Lemashmlu. They did not learn like this. Why? Do Achiv hu b'mitzvahs, like they learn over there by Boishas. The Rabbanan know that Eved Kenani is called an Ach, he's called your brother. Since he's Mechuyiv b'mitzvahs like an Isha, he's also in the Parsha. So now the pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael." Here's the drasha. Mi bnei Yisrael. It's a double drasha. Bnei Yisrael and mi bnei Yisrael. So what's the two things we're mayit? Chav lamuta yevid. One is to exclude a complete Eved Kenani. If you kidnap him, you're potter. V'chad lamuta mishachetzeve v'chetzeve ben chorin. Also, you're potter. So that's Rabbanan Shita in our Mishnah, that if you kidnap somebody that's only Chatzi Yeved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, still your potter. That's the extra miyat, ni b'nei Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, Azara l'gainav nefesh minayin. So far the Pesukim yet only says, Moisyumas is chayiv misa. He's chayiv chenik, like our Mishnah says. But where's the Azara? Where's the plain love in the Torah? So Rabbi Yashi Yomar miloy signoif. And the Aseret HaDibrois. When it says Le Signoif, this week's Pasha, Le Signoif means kidnapping, that you chayiv misa for that. Reb Yechanan Omar, Mi Lo Yimochru Memkeres Ovid. Another pasuk, you should not sell him Memkeres Ovid. That's a lav. So Gemara says, "Loi pligas, there's no machlekas over here. Ma'ka choshev lav de geneva, hu ma'ka choshev lav de mechira." Really, there are two lavs. You're over two separate lavs here. You're over a lav when first you kidnap somebody, and then later, after you work with him and you sell him, you're over a second lav for mechira. So we have both azaras here. There are two lavim here. Turn around, but we're like this. The pasuk says loi signif. In the Aseret Dibros, it says loi signif. So what does the pasuk mean? Maybe it just means not to steal money. But going of the Foshim Akosim Adabah, no, the pasuk is talking about kidnapping a nefesh. Atoim, you're telling me, begoyd of nefoshois, oh yeah, maybe not that way, ela begoyd of mammon. Maybe lo signif in the Aseret Dibros means a lav on Azara, not to steal money. How do I know to say it means kidnapping? Or Matu, I'll tell you, say v'lomim mishlosh yesher midas atoim nedrashes bem. Go out and dash in the Torah the way you're supposed to, with the gimel yud gimel midas. The one of the klolim are dover halomed min yonoi, v'ma kosev medaber. You learn out something from the inyan of what it's talking about there. What are the other aseret hadibros the dibros talking about? So the other one is talking about loy sinoch, about znus medaber min afoshos. Tirtzach, killing. If you kill somebody, you chayiv misa. And so the end of the aseret hadibros is talking about misa. Is afkan here also? When it says loy signois, it also means min afoshos. Talking about stealing a nefesh. So that's how I know, Dover Lom Min Yonoi, that means nefoshes. Tani Yidach, another place, says it like this. The Pasuk says, Loi Signoivu. Again, the Goin of Mamun Akosim Adaber. Here it's talking about stealing money. This is not yesterday, this is the Pasuk in Vayikra. That Loi Signoivu, here it means do not rob, do not steal, means money. To why you're telling me over here, begoin of mammon means money, or yeinu el begoin of the foshes? Maybe here also it means to not kidnap people, that you chayiv misa for it. Or mat, I'll tell you again, say v'lomad mishlosh yasrei midas shatar in the dresses behem. Use the drushes of the Torah. That the one klal is dover alamed min yonai. You learn out what the other psukim are talking about right next to it. So just like the other psukim are talking about money, here also is talking about money. But ma kosim medaber b'mammon is the afkam b'mammon. The other psukim right around it are talking about chiyuvim, paying back money. They're also loisignoi, who means do not rob money. If we learn like this, what's going to be now? Eide gineva v'yede mechira b'nefesh. We're coming out now. Mishnah says that if you kidnap somebody, you're chayiv chenek. How does it work? You have to first kidnap him. You have to first steal him, gonav, bring him into your rishus. Then you have to make him work for you a little bit, and then you have to sell him. So really there are two types of Edom we need. It could be the same Edom saw the whole job, that would be the best. But two Edom have to come to Bethlehem and say, we saw the way Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and later we also sold him. What's going to be if there are two separate Edom? Two Edom saw the way Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and later when Reuven went to sell Shimon, two other Edom saw that. That's called Edei Geneva V'Edom Mechira B'Nefesh. Now, Shehuzmu, let's say later two other Edom came and said upon these first pair of Edom that you were Zonamin, you were not there. What's the halacha? What punishment would you give back to these two Edom? So, Chizki Yoma Einahogim. Chizki says, listen, since there are two different pairs of Edom, each one of them we cannot kill. We'll soon see why. Reb Yechon Amar No Nehogim. We kill them? No. Since these two Edom wanted to have Reuven killed, they both came to say Edis that Reuven was a kidnapper, and he sold them. He wanted Reuven to be chayiv Misa. Now we'll give back Misa back to the Edom. So what's the machloka solian? Chizki yodi yom at Rebbe Kiva. Chizki yodi like Rebbe Kiva. The yom that he says, dover v'loi chatzi dover. Edis has to be a complete Edis and not a chatzi dover. Here, when the first two Edom came and said that he was a kidnapper, for that alone, there's no chiyuv misa. Just for kidnapping somebody, it's only an azor, yechayiv malchus, that's all. But you're not chayiv misa until you do a second action of selling him. So therefore, the first Edom, the gave to misa, is only a chati dover. So the first Edom did not want to have him killed, and he said, Chish, even the second Edom also. The second Edom that only says we saw him be sold, that's also not called Edom for chiyuv misa, because just selling somebody, you're not chayiv misa. It has to be that you kidnapped him first. So each edus by itself, according to Rabbi Kiva, is called a chatzi dover. Therefore, we don't have edus on misa. And we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't even start off to kill Reuven either. The edus are no good. That's called a chatzi dover. Rashi says, "Dika machlekes in Bava Basra, ha'pishnai meidim yakim dover. V'loi chati dover. V'ai chati dover is called half of a thing. Eitz a kol kat v'kas. Di lav ed geneva ein aneret. Without the ed geneva, the ed mechir alone is nothing. Cannot have him killed. And the same thing the opposite way. So each edus is called a chatzi dover. Therefore, Chizki holds the potter because he holds like Rabbi Kiva. For Rabbi Yechon, it says, no, Yechayiv, Omek Rabbon, he holds like Rabbon and Shita. That this is not called a chatzi dover. Each edus is saying a complete thing, even though it's half of the Chi of Misa, but you can put one and one together. We have a Makabel first, the edim that he kidnapped. And then we have the edus that he sold him, and together the chayiv misa. It's called both edim are coming now to give him a chayiv misa, and therefore if we find them to be zenimim, we'll have them killed also. Now, Olay de Chizki agrees though, the edim ha'achroinim shal ben sara mayrish uzmu shenahogim. Even Chizki, they wanted to say here that Yepotor, in the case of a ben sara mayr, there we have by ben sara mayr, there are two different stages. First, they bring two Edim that saw the son steal money from his father and go to the store and buy cheap meat and ate it in somebody else's house. So they bring him to Bezdin. The Bezdin gives him Malkus. First, you give your Ben Sarah Mara Malkus. Then they warn him not to do it again. And if he does it again with the second pair of Edim, then we bring him to Bezdin to be killed. So let's say the second pair of Edim here, Chizki agrees, Be Edim Achreinim Shal Ben Sarah Mara Shuz Moshin Ahogim. That the second pair of Edim here, they will be killed. In other words, if there were two Edim came to Bezdin first that he stole, they gave him Malkus. Then the second pair of Edim comes now to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, we saw him do it again. These two Edim know that they're causing him to be killed. Therefore, if they'll be Zenimim, they'll be killed. Why? Listen, the first two Edim, when they came to say that the Ben Sarah